Hi, I'm Jen.
And I'm Gina, and we're the hosts of Job Search Stories by Indeed, a podcast where we talk about the hardest parts of the job search.
This is another hot topic,
the job application abyss.
A horrible place to be.
Doing a resume, I like to put off forever.
Do start working on it now.
I love that you said the trickiest questions are the ones you don't prepare for.
An interview really is a high-pressure situation.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or come watch it on Indeed's YouTube channel.
We're momming today with Sandy Monahan about how moms really feel working from home. Sandy is an empty nester, a mom of two grown children, and she's the partner at the market research firm, the MarTech Group. And it just put out this study, which encapsulated so perfectly how so many people feel right now. A third of us hate working from home because most of us say it is more stressful and we're less productive because of it. But I thought corporate America said, oh, we can trust you guys to work from home and be successful at the same time. There's no difference between actually being in the office with your colleagues and being at your kitchen table. But it turns out there is a big difference.
Well, actually, there is. And I don't know if you're familiar with the survey work that we did, but we conducted a study on exactly that, working from home versus working in the office. And if you can imagine, it's certainly not a one-size-fits-all. So employees are definitely reacting very differently to work from home, and productivity levels are very different in terms of work from home.
Why?
Well, to get into the details of the report just a little bit, our sample research indicated that there's at least four segments of the workforce, and we call these four segments the thriving group, the hopeful group, the discouraged group, and those who literally feel trapped. So we saw actually also a mental decline across all four groups at different levels, of course. But the goal, of course, if you're an organization, is that you want to know and understand these mental, emotional health issues so that you really will be in a better position to create a plan to get folks back to work, but doing so in order to make them productive, engaged, satisfied, happy workforce, which is what you want.
Are you working from home, Sandy?
I am working from home. I actually worked for about 6 months up at a second home location. Now working pretty much at my condo here with my husband in and out.
So what group do you find yourself in? Are you part of the trapped group? Or?
I think for myself, I would probably put myself in the hopeful group. And that hopeful group is definitely feeling some stress about working from home, some lack of productivity, some happiness about maybe not having to do the commute, but not feeling as engaged and connected as you'd like to be.
I know there's no FaceTime. Even if you do the Zoom call, the catch-ups and all that, it's hard to replace just being able to pop by someone's office or getting a quick lunch together just to go over some items. And this like sad or the reality is that this is going to be reality in the future for so many people. Do you think, based on the survey, do you think working from home is easier or harder for mothers?
Well, that depends on really what group you fall into. For some, it's easier. I mean, that group that we called thriving, bear in mind that was only 15% of the overall sample population. But that thriving group really likes working from home. That it tended to be comprised mostly, you know, majority of women, mostly younger women, more entry level, kind of probably a little bit more bent towards introverted folks, but they love not having to deal with office politics. They feel more productive. They're more calm. Maybe they're spouse is home working with them and they feel better about that, or they can pet the cat. But this group is definitely productive and happy to be staying at home working.
Today, for instance, was maybe a day I enjoyed it a little bit more because I was able to do a load of laundry while I was working from home. That's very rare. That hardly ever happens. But, you know, if you X out the commute and you're able, let's say you are a mother and you're able to either send your children to school if their school is open, or have some sort of childcare at home to watch the children while you do work, it could be a positive. You'll have more time on your hands, and your breaks, you can actually get household stuff done. So you have more time to yourself.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm saying. But the other reality that we have to discuss is that not all schools are open. Hardly any are open for the full schedule. So parents are dealing with childcare and they're dealing with homeschooling of their children while they're working right now. I have to imagine that not only is it frustrating for them, it's also hard for their bosses. I mean, their bosses have to notice at some point that John Smith cut a couple of corners because he had to help, you know, Junior with his math homework.
Well, that's exactly true. And if you think about it, all the things that you mentioned are right on the money. There's people that are very happy to be able to manage their day and say, gosh, I can put that load of laundry in, take a break later, and, you know, make sure it's not, you know, wrinkled in the dryer. But the folks that have the families, and particularly, we don't know how this is going to work out in terms of our next survey, but we do believe that people are going to continue to be stressed about this work from home situation when you have a family, because it's really hard, right? You've got a lot of distractions. You feel guilty about not spending more time with your kids because you're home with them. You feel guilty because you're supposed to be working and you can't. I mean, there are a lot of situations that really put a lot of emotional stress into trying to balance that home and work life. And for sure, some bosses are noticing it. And how the company handles the situation can also make a difference, because if your boss is willing to be somewhat flexible based on your own personal schedule and not schedule meetings at a certain time, that can be great. But if that isn't happening and there's no regard for what you're dealing with, then that can become a really bad, stressful situation and reduce your overall satisfaction, your productivity, and just increase the strain on your mental health.
I think you nailed it for me when you said there's a guilt of being home and working, especially if you have young children, because they see you home, but you can't play with them, which kind of just makes, you know how the babysitter always says, they're fine once you leave. But when you don't leave, they're not fine, which I think a lot of us younger mothers know. You, however, have grown children, and they came back to live with you for a little bit. How is that?
Oh, well, first let me just say that having my children out of the house and you folks that are dealing with your kids in the house, I honestly just don't even know how you do it. It just feels like it would be impossible. But for me, actually, I hate to admit this to those of you that do have your kids at home, I was delighted to have our daughter at home, because she works in the healthcare industry and was not supposed to return to the offices. They wanted to keep them separate. And so she was with us at our second home location for almost 6 months. And it was amazing. It's almost a gift that we were able to have her with us for such a nice long time. I mean, not that we didn't get a little annoyed with each other at times, but overall it was really wonderful, and I'm grateful for that.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm sure she misses being home too, especially if you were maybe handling some of the household chores.
Yeah. I don't miss her dog though.
Oh, she brought the dog.
She brought the dog too. That wasn't an option.
Oh, goodness. When did MarTech conduct this survey? Because my follow-up question to that would be, when is the next one coming out, and how do you expect it to be different?
Well, the initial survey was done pretty early on in the COVID-19. It was done in April, And the next one, you know, I have to be honest, I'm not exactly sure when that comes out. I'm not the partner that ran that, but I know it's soon. And what I expect out of that, well, what I expect is, well, you have to look at those four different groups that we talked about at the start. I would say that on both ends of the spectrum, maybe that thriving group and that trapped group, I wouldn't expect a whole lot of change, because if you're thriving and you liked working at home, you're probably the same or even happier now and it's working for you. If you were trapped and you hated it and you felt like you just needed to get back in the office, that's probably exactly the way you feel now, or maybe even more so. But those middle groups, you know, that hopeful group and that discouraged group, we didn't talk about them too much, but those are the ones that you have to really think about, because as time has gone on, it's hard to imagine that it's gotten any better with those groups, because a lot of the negative mental health issues were related back to things like all the things we've been talking about, your productivity, your ability to balance the home life and the work life. And so as this just continues to stretch on, we would probably estimate that those are the two groups that are probably going to show more decline.
I do have a question on what companies, what bosses can do to better handle all this, and we will get to that answer when Where Mommy Today returns.
Hi, I'm Jen.
And I'm Gina, and we're the hosts of Job Search Stories by Indeed, a podcast where we talk about the hardest parts of the job search.
This is another hot topic, the job application abyss.
A horrible place to be.
Doing a resume I like to put off forever.
Do start working on it now.
I love that you said the trickiest questions are the ones you don't prepare for.
An interview really is a high-pressure situation.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, or come watch it on Indeed's YouTube channel.
We're back on We're Momming Today with Sandy Moynihan, talking about the stresses of working from home. It's not so easy working in your PJs, which, by the way, I do have pajama pants on right now, but it's not all about, you know, being comfortable and walking the dog during the day. It's actually difficult for a lot of people, mentally difficult for a lot of people. Are businesses, for the most part, striking the right chords? The message that they need to send to employees? Because I know personally, myself, my colleagues, my friends, everyone at some point has raised their hand and said to their boss, their human resources department, whatever, hey, when do you need us back in the office? I'm trying to plan life in general. When am I going to start going back in? And the bosses do not know, for the most part.
Yeah, that's very true. And it's a big problem. And there's, unfortunately, there's just not a one-size-fits-all answer to that. You know, every, you know, size of the organization, the kind of the company culture, and largely what are the feelings of those individual employees. So it's not easy to say this is what you should be doing or shouldn't be doing, other than really understanding what those individual employees in your company need. I mean, if you could survey them and understand, are they thriving? Are they feeling trapped? Are they? Then you would have the tools by which to determine how and when and who should be coming back. I don't know how you can just lay a blanket fix over, okay, we're going to come back on X date, because you've got all these different people with different situations, different stresses and balances they're trying to work through. So just coming out with a fix that doesn't have a hard look at what each of these individuals and how they fit into these groups and what's going to be best for their productivity. If you don't know that, I don't know how you really structure an effective return to work policy.
I know you're not a therapist or an advisor to people, you know, with jobs or looking for jobs, but based on the information that you gathered for this report, or even just anecdotally in your personal life, what you're hearing from people, is it okay to say to your employer, hey, look, I mean, I'm dealing with this at home, and I'm going to need you to lighten up on this because I'm homeschooling, or fill in the blank. It seems like while that's a reality, it also feels like it could be career suicide.
Well, I agree 100% with both. And again, it's sort of a, it depends answer. I mean, what you would hope for is that management and the companies should be, and you would want them to be very much cognizant and aware of these situations, and that if they really want people to be performing at their best under the circumstances, then they need to address these with an open mind. And so I would say, yeah, you should be able to do that. But the reality is that I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that say, oh, heck no, I'm not saying that to my boss. I'll be I'm walking towards the exit door if I do that.
I think I have this number right. 45% of those surveyed said that they feel less productive working from home.
Yes.
Okay. So I also found, you know, Microsoft has the Teams. And those, the chatting on that platform, 5 p.m. on is when more than half of the chatting takes place. And I read that and I said, oh, that's interesting. So we've kind of blurred our workday or extended it by putting gaps in between it, maybe because we can, because we're remote. And I said, I didn't know if that was good or if that was a bad thing. I know for me personally, I try to bookend my day. I do work kind of when no one else is, when the kids are sleeping, you know, I'll wake up very early in the morning, or I'll stay up very late at night, because that's when I have some quiet. But it seems like a lot of people are bookending, if you will. They're not working the 9 to 5 when they're home.
And that could be a good thing, right? Maybe you have a workout schedule that you can go now at the 10 a.m. class that you love, or the 9 a.m. class, versus having to take the 5:45 workout class. So that could be positive. You can start your dinner. Maybe it's still in the crock pot, but maybe you can start your dinner and take time out of your day to do that and make up for it, as you said, once the kids have gone to bed. So again, it's could be a good thing to have this freedom and flexibility. On the other hand, there's people that just simply are feeling totally less productive and distracted and scattered, can't deal with the, you know, IT, missing the office communications and you know, agility to be able to pop in and talk to folks. So I think it depends on the situation again, the individual again.
And I am just so grateful that when I saw this report, we put it straight on television, because what it did for so many people was say, oh, wow, finally someone's validating how I really feel. Because in the beginning, you know, everybody loved this work from home thing. That's what most people, most companies, most everyone said. And no, that's not the case. It's mentally difficult for a lot of people to have their normal routine so disrupted on so many levels. And that's what your research really validated for a lot of people. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. I feel the same way. I was a bit surprised when I saw it, and I also felt a little bit relieved. It's interesting to know that there's a lot of people out there with this kind of general underlying angst or unease, and when's it going to get back to normal? And who knows what that new normal is going to be, right?
Mm-hmm. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. Just the 39% of the workforce right now is out of work. So it's a high class problem, if you ask me, if you're complaining about working from home. But then again, you know, it's everyone's reality is different. So I think for those of us who have jobs, we're fortunate and we're grateful. But it's not ideal.
No.
Nothing's ideal right now. It is 2020. It's almost over. Thank goodness. Sandy,
yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on We're Momming Today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lauren.
To Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.